So today's sermon is Genesis, from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. But today's lesson is actually going to deal with many parts of Joseph's life recorded in Genesis. So to be exact, the scriptures for today's lesson is more like Genesis chapter 39 to 50. But obviously, that is too long. So I picked up Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, because the verse seems to summarize what we can learn from the life of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph says, as I read that verse before, but Genesis chapter 50, verse 20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." As you can see, if you have Bible or if you are very familiar with Genesis, Genesis chapter 50 is the last chapter of Genesis. And in the chapter, Jacob and Joseph's father dies. By that time, Joseph and his brothers had already moved in Egypt, but they went to Canaan to bury Jacob. The brothers of Joseph were so afraid of Joseph, because when Joseph was a young man, as you know, they sold Joseph to traders, and consequently Joseph became a slave in Egypt. Although Joseph and his brothers had been reunited peacefully in Genesis chapter 45, the brothers became afraid again when their father Jacob died. So Genesis 50 chapter 15 says, "When Joseph's brother saw that their father was dead, they said, 'What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?'" But Joseph had already forgiven the brothers, and what he said to brother was actually today's verse, verse 20. Joseph said to brothers, which is recorded in verse 20. As you can see, Joseph's response to the brothers was kind and thoughtful. He responded to his brothers in a very mature manner. Now, why was he able to act in that way? Today, by looking at the life of Joseph, let's think about the answers to that question. We can see the mature attitude of Joseph in our verse, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. But when he was young, he was a little different. In fact, in the early stages of Joseph's life, he was not really good at being considerate to others. He was even a little arrogant, as many of you know. For example, when Joseph had dreams of the sheaves, he told his brothers and his father of the dreams without considering the feelings of brothers at all. It is good to be honest, but that does not necessarily mean you should express anything without considering how others would feel. Joseph should have thought about the feelings of brothers, but he couldn't. In fact, he even seems to have focused only on himself when he was young. And in that sense, he was a little selfish young man. As a result, Joseph's brother increasingly hated Joseph. But in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, which is our Bible verse today, in Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph was very kind and considerate. His attitude was different. In short, Joseph was changed. After he was sold to the traders by his brothers, he was put into many difficult situations. But through the difficult situations, he was changed. Through the difficult situations, he came to realize his own ability was limited. Joseph came to realize he always needed God, like everyone else. Through the difficult situations, he was made humble, and his relationship with God was developed. Psalm 105, verses 18 and 19 say, "They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him." And actually, these verses are talking about Joseph. And what I find interesting in these verses is tested in verse 19. The Hebrew word that is translated into tested here is tsaraf, which means to test or to refine. In fact, there is a footnote for tested in verse 19 in some translations, and the footnote says, or refined. Anyway, my point is that Joseph was refined. His spirituality was deepened. His relationship with God became richer as he came to depend more on God and his word, and less on Joseph himself through the ordeals and difficult situations he experienced. Joseph went through his difficult situations, and through the difficult situations, his spirituality grew up. So Joseph in his youth and Joseph in today's verse are different. And I'm sure God was glad about the spiritual transformation of Joseph. But one thing I would like to add to my sermon today is that Joseph was able to make wise or right choices in his difficult situations because he relied on God. In other words, his attitude of putting God first made a significant difference to his life. Although Joseph understood he was not able to solve the problems by himself, he knew that God was bigger than any problems he might have. With that belief, Joseph did not see his difficult situations as the end of his life, and he was able to make wise and right choices, even in the difficult situations. In that sense, he was a conqueror, even in his difficult times. For example, in Potiphar's house. In Egypt, Joseph served as a slave of Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials. And as you know, Potiphar's wife tried to seduce Joseph, but he ran away from her. So Joseph decisively refused to do what was wrong. He had a choice to do the wrong thing, but he chose to do what was right. Why? That's because Joseph trusted God and put God first. I am sure it was not that easy to reject the request of Potiphar's wife, even though the request was apparently the wrong thing. Joseph was a servant, and Potiphar's wife was the wife of the master in the house. I think Joseph knew that the consequence of the refusal would be deadly. Then, why did he refuse? That's because he trusted God more than those who have power or human authority. Because Joseph put God first, he was able to make a right decision. His trust in God made a difference. And another example for Joseph as a conqueror, in the prison. Because Joseph refused the morally wrong request made by Potiphar's wife, he was put in the prison. However, Joseph continued to trust God and waited for God's rescue. Like Psalm 31, verse 15 says, "My time are in your," that is God's hands. Joseph understood God would deliver Joseph from the prison in his appointed time. Without that kind of trust or confidence, Joseph would not have been able to act in the way he actually acted in the prison. He not only patiently waited for God, but also he helped others, the cupbearers and the bakers, the baker of the king of Egypt, by interpreting dreams they had. They were very troubled by the dreams, and Joseph basically helped them. What Joseph could do in the prison might have been limited, but being kind to others was one of the things Joseph was still able to do, even in the prison, and he practiced it because it was a right thing to do, which was pleasing to God. And as you know, Joseph's kindness saved the chief baker out of prison, but Joseph had to stay in the prison 2 more years. Today, we know the entire story of Joseph, and we know after 2 more years, he was able to get out of the prison. But at that time, Joseph had no idea how long more he had to stay in the prison. But he humbly trusted God and patiently waited for God. And the final example of Joseph as a conqueror. The last example of Joseph being able to make wise choices because of his faith in God was Joseph's treatment of his brothers when he saw them again. When the brothers visited Joseph in Egypt without knowing that was Joseph, Joseph basically treated them with love. Joseph could have paid back to the brothers, but Joseph forgave them and warmly accepted them. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 5, Joseph says to his brothers, "And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. Please note that Joseph says, 'God sent me.'" Like I said, Joseph was able to treat his brothers with love because of his faith in God. And that is to say, Joseph saw God's hand working in all the difficult events Joseph went through. He repeatedly says, "It was God." Genesis chapter 45, verse 7, for example, he says, "But God sent me ahead of you." And Genesis chapter 45, verse 8, "It was not you who sent me here, but God." He knew everything was in God's hand, and God would not forsake Joseph. Joseph knew that. So Joseph was able to patiently wait for God. At the same time, while waiting, Joseph was able to stay focused on what he should do in the situation he was put in. For example, make morally right decisions and helping others, like I mentioned. Joseph was put in the difficult situations. However, he overcame the ordeals. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Joseph experienced difficult times, and unquestionably, those difficult times should have been so frustrating and painful too. However, he looked his situation through his faith in God. And as he did so, he was always able to find hope. And because Joseph always had that kind of confidence, he did not become desperate. Instead, he was able to make a right and wise decisions. He was not crushed by the difficult situations, but he conquered the situation by the power of God that worked through Joseph's faith. Joseph's story took place nearly 4,000 years ago. However, the story powerfully speaks to us today because we can learn many things from his story. Joseph was changed. He spiritually grew up and developed his relationship with God through his ordeals. Of course, no one really want to go through ordeals, but ordeals and challenging situations are not meaningless. And we Christians can even find blessings in our difficult situations. Joseph had weaknesses, for example, like his arrogant attitude and things like that when he was young. But he was changed because he was put in a difficult situations, which helped him to realize that he needed God. Joseph was also bad at considering others' feelings, but he was changed. His experience in the prison, for example, helped him to know the feelings of people who are put in the difficult situations. Likewise, our difficult situations are not meaningless. I understand it may be easy to say so, and it may be difficult to think that way when we are actually in the difficult situation. But I think that's why we are given Joseph's story in the Bible, so that we can believe that our difficult situations are not meaningless. Sometimes we have to experience uncomfortable moments or challenging moments, but those difficult situations are never the end of our story, and there is always something good beyond the difficult situations. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And like Joseph, who was able to make right choices in his difficult situations, we are called to make right choices. And the secret to making right choices is the trust in God. Joseph made right choices in Potiphar's house in the prison because he trusted God. And through our faith in God, God will powerfully help us and guide us and even purify our sins. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Like Joseph, who experienced God's guidance and power in his difficult times, as we put our trust in God, we can see and experience our difficult times differently. Today, we looked at Joseph's story. The same God who guided Joseph and blessed him loves each and every one of us. So let us remain in God's love and keep following him. Thank you very much.